Hello, and welcome to the Talking Logistics Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Bonora, Director of Client Services for PLG Consulting. Today's podcast is focused on the process of selecting and marketing industrial sites and logistics facilities. Stay tuned for fresh insights on these critical supply chain links. Our program today is focused on the process of selecting the right industrial site, transload locations, and warehouses to optimize the supply chain. On the flip side, what is the best way for owners of industrial sites, ports, transloads, and warehouses to market their facilities to users who understand the importance of robust transportation optionality? The decisions that executives make in selecting sites have a long-lasting impact, not just on their company's supply chain, but also on the overall profitability. Same goes for the ports, transloads, and warehouse locations that buttress the logistics activities at the industrial site. But evaluating and even finding locations with the right characteristics can be a daunting task. Helping businesses face this challenge is a new web-based service that PLG Consulting is launching called Industrial Navigator. Industrial Navigator simplifies the process of searching for and marketing the properties and logistics facilities that play a critical role in the industrial economy. Today's guest is PLG Consulting's CEO, Graham Brisbane. Graham founded PLG in 2001 and is a seasoned railroad and trucking executive with over 25 years of client engagement experience. Graham leads a team of 50 subject matter experts providing custom consulting services related to Industrial Navigator, including site selection, supply chain design, logistics procurement, and optimization. Welcome, Graham.
Thank you, Chris.
Site selection and supply chain design are becoming increasingly important to executives, particularly those stung by supply chain challenges during the pandemic. How can selecting the right site and planning for a resilient supply chain affect the bottom line?
Sure. First, when a company is making a site selection decision, it's critical to take into account and appropriately weigh the full range of cost and operational considerations. So that means not just things like utilities, taxes, and labor, which are obviously very important, but the complete supply chain costs. And by supply chain, we mean the total landed cost of inbound feedstock, parts, and raw materials, combined with the delivered cost of finished product to customers. When you take in that full picture and model it along with the other inputs, then you can get a true picture of each site's comparative costs and also operational reliability. And also, it's critical to get this right at the beginning because a typical manufacturing location is a long life asset, usually about 50 years or more. So the decisions made at the beginning will definitely affect the lifetime profitability and competitiveness of that new plant. One other thing I would say is that for commodities and industries where transportation is a significant part of the cost of goods sold, these supply chain questions become even more important for competitive positioning and usually outweigh the other inputs, especially incentives. Incentives tend to get all the headlines and they can be valuable, but they're rarely the determining factor in a site's long-term economics.
How can Industrial Navigator help companies that are seeking to make smarter decisions when it comes to site selection and supply chain design?
Well, that's a great question. First of all, we designed the tool with robust filter criteria. So it's easy to enter a multitude of considerations that are important for your specific project, whether that's power, transportation, connectivity, zoning, or other factors, and then be able to use those criteria in combination for finding sites that best meet the project objectives. Secondly, we curate all the listings in Industrial Navigator to make sure that we are featuring true industrial sites. There are other sources of information on industrial properties out there, but they tend to blur general commercial with industrial, or they lack sufficient detail, or they have outdated information. So our team curates all listings to ensure they have a level of detail to be useful for people searching specifically for industrial properties, and also, of course, transloads, ports, terminals, and warehouses.
Graham, what was your inspiration for the concept and development of Industrial Navigator?
Well, like most of our important initiatives, it really comes down to real-world project work experience. We've done quite a few site search projects, and we noticed that the sources of information on potential sites are quite fragmented. They also tend to have incomplete or insufficient information on the sites, and we're talking about factors that are specifically relevant to industrial properties. Historically, when doing a site search, you have to go to a multitude of websites. You might go to several railroads' websites, local economic development organizations, state websites, utility websites, and all the like. But that becomes a very manual process, and again, you get back inconsistent criteria and information from that fragmented process. The other challenge is that most of these disparate sources of information have geographic boundaries that are artificial. For example, if you wanted to locate a plant or facility within 200 miles of Memphis, until Industrial Navigator, there was no way to customize the geographic search radius in combination with all the other filter criteria that might be important for your project. And this challenge exists not just for industrial properties for building a new plant, but also for ports, terminals, and transloads as well. So Industrial Navigator was designed to solve those problems.
Who should use Industrial Navigator, and what are its benefits?
Well, first of all, on the search side, for people who are looking for locations and facilities, anybody who needs to locate a property for a new plant or a manufacturing facility, and anyone who is setting up a transload or distribution nodes and networks, those would be the first and foremost users of Industrial Navigator from a searching perspective. So that includes shippers themselves, site selection firms, and supply chain executives who want to find the best sites or optimize or redesign distribution networks in an expedited way.
How is Industrial Navigator different from other site search engines out there today?
As I mentioned earlier, the other online site search platforms generally lack our industrial orientation, which means the specific filter criteria is either weak or insufficiently granular when it comes to industrial sites and locations. Secondly, we present a one-stop shop that can look across geographic boundaries or proprietary limitations of particular service providers. And to give you an example of that, if you're a shipper for whom rail transportation is very important, our platform will show you all sites and terminals that have multiple Class 1 railroad access, even if some or all of that access is achieved via a short line. That's something that individual railroad sites won't reveal, and Industrial Navigator also lets you customize the search to select specific Class 1s, short lines, or short line holding companies, either individually or in combination. So that's just one example, and before Industrial Navigator, that kind of screening was a very manual process.
What are the biggest challenges for people trying to market industrial sites, ports, transloads, and warehouses?
Yeah, that's a great question, because when we designed this platform, we wanted to make sure that it would be a powerful tool in both directions, meaning highly effective for those looking for a site or facility, but also highly effective for site developers, service providers, real estate brokers, and property owners who are offering sites and services. The biggest challenges for marketers of sites are findability and what I call highest best use. Findability is pretty obvious, and most people marketing sites will do the basic blocking and tackling for that, but Industrial Navigator is like adding rocket fuel to that process, because we're able to promote sites and facilities listed in Industrial Navigator to a database of over 5,000 industrial site selection and logistics decision makers through PLG Consulting and its partner firms. The highest best use aspect is the other side of the coin. It's one thing to raise the profile of your site or facility, but how do you make sure that whomever is going to locate there or run their shipments or commodity through your facility is really the best matched client? There's a finite number of quality industrial sites, and there's a finite amount of port, terminal, transload, and warehouse capacity. The key is detailed filter criteria of Industrial Navigator that helps people who are looking for your location's specific attributes and features and matching them up to your location.
Hypothetically, let's say I'm a searcher who has used Industrial Navigator to identify a pool of sites for the relocation or the handling of my freight. What should I do next?
Well, there's definitely best practices that PLG helps shippers with to model comprehensive site location costs and operational considerations. For the logistics side, it's a similar process of modeling and side-by-side comparison. From there, negotiations can begin, which should also be a careful and well-scripted analytical process. PLG has saved hundreds of millions of dollars for clients by helping them find the right locations and standing up best-in-class supply chains for over 20 years.
How can I access Industrial Navigator today?
Sure, just go to industrialnavigator.com. And the great news is it's free to search. And actually, it's pretty fun to play with the map and data layers. It's also free to list sites as well. You can do it right now. Of course, we have two nominal subscription levels for some really great additional features, depending on whether you are searching or listing. But the basic access in either case is completely free.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Graham.
Thank you.
Our guest today for Talking Logistics has been Graham Brisbane, CEO of PLG Consulting. Designed by industrial experts, Industrial Navigator is your one-stop online source for finding and marketing industrial sites and logistics assets such as ports, terminals, transload facilities, warehouses, and distribution centers. Visit industrialnavigator.com today to start using the power of Industrial Navigator. Stay tuned for future editions where we'll discuss specific product features and interview users on how they are benefiting from a more seamless search and marketing tool.